4:15, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner in Brighton. In addition to their huge menu, every morning from 7 till 8, you can get two eggs, potatoes, choice of meat, toast, and coffee for just $10. Visit Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road in Brighton. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, something pretty cool is happening tomorrow night. The Perseid meteor shower peaks tomorrow night.
It peaks.
Yes.
Okay.
So the Perseids are a prolific meteor shower associated with the comet Swift-Tuttle.
Oh, Swift-Tuttle.
You're familiar with that, I think.
Of course, love this. My favorite of all my comets.
The meteors are called the Perseids because they appear from the general direction of the constellation Perseus.
Oh, of course.
So they're the Perseids. They're the
Perseids. Yeah, right, of course.
So a 16-mile-wide body of dust, ice, rock, and dark organic material, Comet Swift-Tuttle orbits the sun at a speed of 93,600 miles per hour. Pretty quick.
That's fast.
Despite traveling at speeds 60 times greater than the top speed of a jet fighter here on Earth, Comet Swift-Tuttle still takes a leisurely 133 Earth years to fully orbit the sun.
So it's actually
kind of slow. As Earth takes its own yearly trip around the sun every summer between July and August, it passes through this debris stream.
Oh.
And when it does, debris burns up in our atmosphere, and this results in a flurry of shooting stars streaming across the night sky.
Normally, we would scowl at burning debris as if it was pollution, but this we love.
It's beautiful.
Line up outside in the middle of the night to look at it.
Right. So Comet Swift-Tuttle is by far the largest near-Earth object to cross Earth's orbit and make repeated close approaches to Earth.
Oh, all right.
The comet has been described as the single most dangerous object known to humanity.
Oh, my gosh.
But not to worry.
Yeah, oh?
A close encounter with Earth is predicted for the comet, but not until the year 3044.
Oh,
so we're safe.
I'm long gone.
With the closest approach estimated to be a million miles.
Oh, okay.
Another close encounter is predicted for the year 4479. So
again,
either way,
we're probably not going to see that. Yeah.
So that's fine.
It's fine.
The shower is visible from mid-July each year with the peak activity between August 9th and 14th, depending on the particular location. During the peak, the rate of meteors reaches 60 or more per hour.
Whoa.
They can be seen all across the sky. This year, the shower peaks on the night of Saturday, August 12th, and the morning of Sunday, August 13th.
Right.
As with many meteor showers, the visible rate is greatest in the pre-dawn hours when the sky is at its darkest.
Yeah.
The peak activity of the Perseid meteor shower will occur around 4 a.m. on Sunday.
Ooh, what am I doing at 4 a.m.? I'm busy. I got something on my calendar, but let's sleep.
Sleep, yeah.
Sleeping.
It's estimated that sky watchers observing the Perseids peak on Sunday could see as many as 141 meteors per hour.
Wow.
That would be pretty cool to see.
Maybe I would.
Could they
maybe
like make
go.
It a little earlier, though, maybe next time?
Yeah.
Like, just try and 4 a.m. is... That's
too much.
That's
what if I walk out of my front door at 4 a.m. and all my neighbors are up, or the
Everyone's
whole neighborhood's
like,
up at 4 a.m.?
Yeah, maybe.
Laying in their yard staring at the sky.
You probably wouldn't be the only one.
I think everybody was dead. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. So the Perseid meteor shower is often considered to be the best meteor shower of the year due to its high rates and pleasant late summer temperatures.
Number one.
Yeah. Unlike last year's shower, coinciding with the full moon, this year's moon is a waning crescent. So that's
Perfect.
Good because that allows even some of the fainter meteors to be seen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good.
So for sky watchers who want to see the Perseids at their peak and you either can't get away from the bright lights of the city or you just don't want to go outside in the middle of the night, the Virtual Telescope Project will be live streaming the event from its all-sky camera at its facility in Italy.
Oh.
Coming from the remote countryside, the telescope will enjoy the perfect dark skies from which to see the fireballs and bright streaks of the Perseids.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can, the live stream starts at 9:30 tomorrow night, and you can see it on their web TV page, their YouTube channel, and at space.com.
Space.com. Okay.
Pretty easy to
remember. So I can just watch it on TV. Like, it's like a screensaver, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. Better than going outside at 4 a.m.
I think there is a screensaver of that, of things shooting
it
across my screen.
Yeah. So the Perseid meteor shower is the only meteor shower to delay a space shuttle launch. In 1993, the NASA STS-51 launch was delayed due to concerns about the Perseid meteor shower activity being forecast to be extremely heavy, increasing the chance that a spacecraft in Earth orbit could be damaged by the debris.
Yeah. So, well, better safe than sorry.
Yes.
How long did they delay it for, do you know?
Just probably like a night.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Probably
one extra.
A couple days, I don't know.
Yeah. All right, you picked out a record to go along with the Perseid Meteor Shower, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we would play Waiting for a Star to Fall by Boy Meets Girl.
Because that's what the whole world...
That's what people, if you're out at 4 a.m., that's what you're going to be doing.
Jeez,
waiting
Louise.
For the stars to fall.
Everybody's going to be grumpy on Sunday. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That song is so 80s. Boy Meets Girl and Waiting for a Star to Fall. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about the Perseid Meteor Shower, which peaks tomorrow night. / very early Sunday morning.
At 4 a.m.
4 a.m.
The
yes.
primo time to see that. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
Okay, the Perseid Meteor Shower got its name because it appears from the general direction of the constellation Perseus.
I will repeat what I just said by accident because I hadn't read this until now. Peak activity will be 4 a.m. Sunday, and you could see as many as 141 meteors per hour.
There you go. There and the Perseid Meteor Shower is the only meteor shower to delay a space shuttle launch.
There it is. Very important. Very important. Burning up debris.
Yes. Is this going to be cloudy tomorrow night, though? Like, because it's supposed to be kind of stormy tomorrow, right? I wonder if it'll be too cloudy for us to see anything.
Scattered showers, thunderstorms tomorrow.
Maybe it'll clear out at
clouds.
Night.
Sunday starts with clouds and sun. Early shower. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Do your best.
Watch the live stream instead.
Exactly. Yes. Folks want to learn more about the Perseid Meteor Shower. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day. And I will link the to the live stream.
So you can watch that.
So you can watch it from the comfort of home.
And afterwards, can I watch it? Will it be there available on repeat, do you think? Like somebody's DVRing
it? I would imagine so.
An Italian DVR?
I would think so.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, you have a wonderful weekend. You are not here next week.
I am on vacation next week.
It's not because of your jury duty.
No, not that.
You got a pass for a bit, but you
did.
Maybe call it for that. But you're on vacation next week.
Yes.
Do you want to say where you're going or no?
To Vermont.
Okay, so it's not top secret then. Okay, not Vermont really. Is where you're going.
Yeah. Well,
have a good time with Ethan Allen, the Green Mountain Boys,
Ben
and Jerry, and whatever else is
up
there.
I'll say hi to Ben and Jerry if I see them.
Please do.
Yeah.
Right. Have a good time.
Yeah.
Hey, last time you were up there, didn't you stop at, in the world? Did you hear that traffic going by?
Yeah. So didn't I stop at?
I lost my train of the Stephen King's house.
That's in Maine, but yes, I did.
Oh, different state,
Different state.
But it's up there, near there.
But it's sort of, yeah. Okay. And I have been to find Stephen King's house.
Well, maybe Bernie Sanders' house.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
He's got a couple
where
up there.
Where do you think he lives? I don't know. I'll Google it.
He's got
it.
A few up there.
Probably, all right, finally. I'll find it.
Okay, thank you. Come back. All right, bye-bye. We've got Ed Smith with traffic here in just a minute. We'll weather as well with meteorologist Josh Nichols on Legends 102.7.